you're in the bowl game. You're not opting out. You're going to play.
Oh, yeah.
Was there ever a doubt? I mean, was there ever like, hey, is this – because there's – one, there's teams that have opted out. There's certainly players that have opted out, and it's such an interesting time with college football in general. But you're set to go.
Yeah, yeah. There was no – I didn't even think about that one time. I was obviously, you know, set to play in the bowl game and super excited for it because that was one of my favorite memories from last season was, you know, having those 4 or 5 days in Charlotte and then playing the bowl game.
Yeah, and obviously last year you were able – I mean, it's been talked about a lot. You were kind of at the hip with Max Brosmer. Mm-hmm. And what did you learn about that week of bowl prep with him, too, just that you might be able to implement this year?
Yeah, you know, I thought bowl prep for me was very beneficial last year because I got a ton of reps because the starters usually don't practice the first week or two. So it was really an opportunity for me to, you know, show them I can lead practice, take people and make them better in practice. And that was a big week for me, a big couple weeks. And that's where I felt like I really grew as a player, having those couple weeks to really, you know, be the starter in practice. Because I think that's where you ultimately get the spring ball and you feel like you've done it before. So it was a great opportunity there. And then Max had, you know, just being by my hip and helping me through practice. You know, being the starter in practice is harder than you think. And now I'm used to it, obviously, but the first couple times you do it, it's pretty challenging. So having him, you know, lead me through that and be by my side for everything was obviously very beneficial.
I was trying to just recall off the top of my head. I should have prepared for this. You got in on a play or something, yeah. Right? Some trick play, wasn't it?
I was in like three plays or two plays. One, Max was at wideout, and then we fake tossed to him, and I threw it to Jameson. And then the other one, it was a screen pass, and I was at quarterback, shifted to running back, and then DT – flipped it to Max, and yeah. Max threw it back to DT.
I was trying to remember exactly what it was. That's kind of the fun part of bowl season. PJ, usually, you know, I won't ask you, and maybe you're not even at that point yet of trying to implement an exotic or two. I remember one year the holder ran in for a two-point conversion. We had Daniel Fa'alele before your time run in for a touchdown down in. In fact, it was in Arizona. Dragon Kesich had the
in Detroit
had the attempted 2-point conversion on the kick. So it'll be fun to see what all of you guys have up your sleeve as well. Part of as well that I have to ask you is next season, because mm-hmm. it is that time of year where there are people deciding what their future holds because the portal window opens. So there had been a lot of folks going, geez, I hope they can keep him. I hope they can keep him. So are you set to determine for sure what your situation is?
Yeah. I got my stuff done like right after the Axe game, so I decided I was going to obviously come back, and there wasn't any other thoughts in my mind. I love this coaching staff, and I really feel like I'm developing into an NFL quarterback here with the offense we run, how good Coach Harbaugh and Keegan are, and Eric Kaler and Coach Simon, how good they are developing. And I really feel like, and obviously Coach Fleck as a man and also as a quarterback and situationally, and I really feel like I took a huge step this year. And when I look back, from freshman year to now, I've seen huge increases in every part of my life, not even football. So I think having another year or two or three under these coaches and this place, I really think I can grow and be a really, really good quarterback and a really good person. So, yeah, there was no doubt in my mind. And I'm really excited to come back for another year here.
Yeah, I could tell that you're bought in. You like the culture. You like the situation. I think what some people were scared of is you just never know if somebody's going to throw enough bucket of money at somebody or what is. But the value that you place on being here, and it's not like you're not, you know, I mean, you mentioned your stuff. I'm assuming that's part of collective and all that stuff to get finalized. So the whole package was enough that you're a gopher.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, they – took care of me, and really it's not even about that. It's just about being in the right system, and I really feel I'm getting developed here, and I think that's the main thing because the ultimate goal is to take this place to new heights and then play in the NFL. So obviously I'm focused on now in the bowl game, and then we'll get ready for 26 and attempt to take the Gophers somewhere they haven't been.
With the offense, as you mentioned, and Harbaugh has talked about it, that it's gone, shifted from the RPO, which was run a few years ago, and really for most of PJ's time, to now a more NFL style where there's the checks and the play style and the all of that stuff is similar to what a lot of teams at the professional level run. How do you think you've taken a hold of that, and how much has that played into deciding you're going to be back?
I mean, I think I've grown a lot in it, and I think the biggest thing that I'm continuing to get better at is just run IDs and getting really good at that stuff. Because I mean, like Coach Fleck tells me, that's where you make your money. Like on second and three, or even first and 10, you know, getting to the right run, or making sure the ID is correct so the O-line can get on the right blocks and the right path, is huge. And then obviously just keep getting better at protection. And I think a lot of, you know, colleges don't stress protection, like protecting yourself, and the quarterback's making all the protection calls. And Coach Harbaugh really makes me work at, you know, getting myself in the right slide, putting the ID correct in the pass protection so I can get the running back out. And I don't think a lot of colleges do that. You know, I've heard a lot of colleges have the center handle protections, and I can't even imagine that right now, because if you're snapping the ball and you don't necessarily know the protection, you don't even know who you're hot off of, you don't really know where the slide's going. And that might be a little over-exaggerated, but I really think I'm just developing into an NFL quarterback here. And we do so many checks and alerts and kills, and then some plays I have to know if a certain defense shows up, then I have to completely change the play. I'm going into weeks, and I just think that's really training me in my mind to be an NFL quarterback, so I wouldn't take that for granted.
Yeah, and in addition to the preparation, it also, I suppose, just helps in the moment. Like, you're trying to get into the best play to win a game, right?
Yeah, 100%. And the preparation is the biggest thing, because I think, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is really, really challenging for me, because we have a whole new game plan. Because once Sunday hits, I don't think people really realize, like, once Sunday hits, the whole game plan's flushed. And there's new plays, some new formations, whole new defense. So you're really retraining your mind from Sunday to Friday to be able to, when you get to Saturday, play really, really fast. And that takes a lot of preparation, a lot of time with the coaches, a lot of time on your own before bed, you know, making sure you're good on the alerts, the kills, what to get to if it's messed up. So ultimately, when you get out there Saturday, everything feels really natural. And that's what I felt really comfortable this year, as I started getting used to preparing on my own and preparing with the coaches. Is what, once I got to Saturday, I could really feel what the defense was doing. And that's a testament to Coach Harbaugh and Keegan and everybody in there for pushing me and making practice so challenging on me.